This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. I'm Peter Graves, and we have today Tiger Shaw, who will be assuming the title of CEO of U.S. Skiing and Snowboarding in the springtime. Tiger, a graduate of Dartmouth College, we have him on the line, and he is out and working in Park City now. Well, Tiger, thank you so much for joining us, and I got to assume that there's a lot to get your hands around when you're looking at this new position.
Well, Peter, well, thanks for having me on, and I think you summed it up well. But the organization is big and very diverse. All the different sports, all the different aspects of the way we run in terms of raising money and sending people around the world, coaches, athletes, and fielding teams, and it's incredibly diverse. It's full of a number of very, very motivated and exceptional people, and I'm just beginning to learn how it all works, which has really been a lot of fun.
Well, I am sure, and it strikes me that this position has such texture and nuances that probably there is not just one job that prepares somebody to take over this position. So you bring in a lot of business skills and a lot of athletic skills, and it's just interesting to me how you all put it together.
Well, it's true. I mean, I guess that's one of the reasons why I was chosen. Many would argue that to be able to run this position, you really have to have been there and done it, meaning high-level, world-class athletics, at least in one of our sports. And, you know, I was that in Alpine for a number of years, nearly 10 years. And then also I've come through the club system, part of the Fort Sayre Club in Hanover, New Hampshire, and everything that happened around that, so coaching 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds up to 13-year-olds for a total of 12 years, and my own kids coming through that program. So managing my kids, managing and coaching other kids, you name it. I've been in all the positions, which is really, it's helped me prepare for this and understand how an organization like this can really and needs to serve its members as well as field the elite team around the world, which is, two very, very different components of the organization.
You know, when Bill Merolt started, and I talked to him a lot about this, when he put up Best in the World in his wall and made that a logo, there were certainly some doubters out there who said, well, you know, this is a cliche or it's a nice marketing thing. But the truth is, it really has worked, and we have become that now. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would just assume that this premise of being the best in the world is a philosophy that you'll continue.
Absolutely, and we are the best in the world in many of our sports now, and Bill and his teams, his coaches, and have helped, you know, set the environment and propel the athletes. I mean, the athletes did it in the end, of course, but it takes an awful lot of organization and backing them to get them to that level. And Bill, you know, made that announcement, made that proclamation, and there are many that said, wow, okay. And then at first, you know, we didn't go quickly in that direction. Torino Olympics weren't as great as we had hoped they might have been, although there were, you know, independent successes there. And then, of course, in 2010, the number of medals and the performances in Vancouver were amazing. And so that's job number one, is to defend the mountain. I mean, there are many mountains we're on top of now, and, you know, to use that metaphor, we need to defend it. And the other teams, the other nations are really shooting at us. They're trying to steal our ideas. They're trying to understand, you know, what is the special sauce that got us there? Is it our COE? Is it the way we all train together? Is it coaches' education? Is it programs at the elite level? What is it? And we have to keep innovating and keep, you know, running out in front. And that is going to be the most difficult thing to do and the most important objective of my position.
Yeah, you know, I know that other countries, because I hear this talk in wax rooms and in press rooms and stuff as I travel around, that everybody's sort of trying to dissect overlooked this and put their finger on the reason why we have a U.S. ski and snowboarding achieve this. It's fantastic. And I don't know. I mean, such different disciplines on some levels, it must be extraordinarily complex. But so this mission, a great deal of it must in the end be tied to funding and resources. Isn't that right?
It is, of course. It takes people to organize and motivate people, meaning our athletes. It takes money to move everybody around the world, to house them, to buy the equipment, to fuel the training in our training centers in the COE, the endless number of ATCs and PTs that we have, and doctors that help us. It's a giant organization, and so fundraising is critical, and that's always going to be very, very important. We need to grow it. We need to move forward. Things don't get cheaper every day. They only go the other direction, as everybody knows.
Yeah, indeed so. Tiger, most of the people listening to this are Nordic fans at SkiTrax.com, and I know you well. I know that you're a great supporter of Nordic skiing, and that you understand the sport in a highly nuanced way. What say you about how you sort of feel about Nordic?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up as a Nordic skier, but I've spent a lot of time around Hanover with a lot of my Nordic friends, many of them on bicycles and a little bit on skate skis. And, you know, our success in Nordic combined, women's cross country and, you know, sprints, of course, and, you know, men are moving up right behind them. And the jumping team, the women's jumping team, and just incredible advances. And you talk about best in the world. I mean, who would have thunk it a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that we could be this good in the events, the Nordic events that we are best in the world in, or can have athletes that can win these events. So it's exceptional. And I've been trying to spend time with the Nordic athletes and make sure I understand where they came from, how they got there. And I really need to understand the infrastructure of the family, so to speak, the clubs and all of the exceptional individuals and passionate people that have helped these athletes get to their level. We need to understand that because we need to leverage our club systems and our grassroots in all events, especially in Nordic. And as we know, you know, we're not spending many multiple millions of dollars in Nordic. And I'm not sure that would necessarily make a big difference, because it's really the great people behind the scenes that make it all work. And ultimately, to make this organization work well, we need to leverage our grassroots and our clubs, because that's where everybody has come from. Mm-hmm. And as we get more money and we can fund more of it, how we use that at that development level, at that level where an elite athlete moves from a club up to the team, we need to understand how that works best sport by sport. And it is not the same in every sport, that's for sure.
No, I that's absolutely right. I mean, every sport has its own unique culture, and I think it wise to make note of that. And I know that you do on that. So you're going to go to Sochi, of course. What will your role be over there, Tiger?
Well, in Sochi, obviously watching, learning, attending as many events as I can, cheering on our athletes. The athletic team, the coaches, the staff, that's Bill Merholtz and Luke Bodensteiner's show.
Mm-hmm.
They've built those teams, those incredibly successful and organized groups. And we also host a number of people in Sochi who are large supporters of ours, and who are very busy doing that and making sure everybody has a great chance to view the event, has a good time, and truly understands our sport, because we want those people to continue supporting us in the future.
Indeed. Well, Tiger, thank you so much for spending a little time with us. And, you know, great congratulations on this position. And of course, you know, I wish you nothing but the best out there. So I'm sure I'll see you at a World Cup or something, or the Olympics. So thanks very much, Tiger. Best wishes.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate the time. And, you know, really encourage anybody who wants to give me any feedback and lob in any ideas, please contact me at tshaw@usa.org. I'd love to be as available as I can for phone calls, and certainly would love to read emails and input from everybody around the family, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much, Tiger, and best wishes. This has been Talking with the Gravy Train. I'm Peter Graves.